Enough that Komokim Shinema said, wherever the Torah says the word Sir, Eilu Venu Hotzias Klayim, it comes to exclude Klayim. A Sir means that both men, the father and the mother, both are Sir, and not after a breed from two different types and have a kid, that the Klayim is not included in the Sir. So now the Kash Akrid is said by Oysavias, no, it applies to Klayim, it says the word Sir. So Marin says, Oh, my career here is different. The Pasuk says over here, Oi, Sheshor Oi Sir. So the oi is l'rabbi sasaklayim. So the question is asked a question over here. Does miyashir both kashes? But she says v'tif shem me'achatati kashiyase. He miyashir both questions. Since it says the word oi, it tells us both. The oi sasaklayim. For the more high oi, no, this word oi, shor oi ser. So the more high oi, mi bern lechalak. I need lechalak to say that yichai v'shechpin v'ser in its kid or the shor in its kid. Because otherwise, the Sakot of the Chanimah, I would have thought to say, maybe you only get Malkus, the Shochat Shor Ubnei, an ox and its kid, Ser Ubnei, and a sheep and its kid. How do you know just with one alone Yechayiv? Bnei Lom Yechayiv, maybe only Chayiv until you do both of them. Kamash no Nechalik, that's what I said the word, Shor Oi Ser Oi, Nechalik, no, with each one of them Yechayiv, you get Malkus. You don't have to have both. So we use the word oy lechalek. How do I know oy is the rabbi's client? So Mura says no. Mura says mid b'nei nafka. Says the word shor is oysav yes b'nei. B'nei is mashmash. She says the chad mashma. So that alone, you only have to have two pairs, not just one pair. So therefore, the word oy is extra. The teacher's even client. So Mura says no. V'yakati still mi boy le'lekatan like this. That ilumer mashor v'ser b'nei. Would have just said the word shor v'ser u'b'nei. Yisrael would have said, Ash Yishchot Shor V'Ser B'nai. Should have just one kid, but maybe you have to shech two, or Shor and Ser, and then either one's kid is the other, but maybe you have to shech three the same day. Tam Lem, therefore the Pasuk says, no, Shor Oyser, Oyser V'Yes B'nai. That what? It teaches each one separately, that Yechai for Shor and its kid, or for Ser and its kid. So my love isn't this Joshua from Me'oi. You see, still you need the word Shor Oy Ser, teach us each one separately, so you don't have an extra oy to teach us Klayim. So Mura says no. Nafkalei, my love me oy nafkalei. Aren't you learning out from the word oy? So the kash is not extra. So Mura says no, that's not the pshat. Me oy say, learning out from says oy say yes b'nei. Oy say is mashma one. That's a deek. Oy say is mashma only one and not two. If we have the word oi, there is still left over. So shor oi, sir, oi is teaching us even klayim. So what says, let's see. Honicha, this is good, l'rabban and quench rabban and shita, timiyatil oisa, that the word oisa is extra, oisa v'yes b'nei, and therefore you can tell me, oisa has come teach me even one of them with its kid. Ela bod l'chananya, according to chananya shita, that we'll soon see what the machlokes is. But according to chananya, he says, to lay miyatel oisa, the word oisa is not extra, needed for something else. It is so again, lechalik minole. How do you know to say that Yechayiv just for Shor and its kid, or a son and its kid? The reason from the word oi? So that's the kasha. How do we know Klayim then? So Meretz says no, it could be that Chananya, I'll tell you, he wrote, lechalik mitzor kor. He didn't need a pasuk for that. The word oi is still extra. You don't need a pasuk to teach us here, each one separately. Why? Because maybe Chananya holds this sovereign law to Rabbi Yenison. He'll not let Rabbi Yenison. That the famous Rabbi Yenison sheet is the time of man like this. The Pasuk says, Ish asher yikalel es ovi v'yesimai. If a son curses either his father or his mother, he's chayiv misa. Einu yel ovi v'imai. Maybe you only chayiv if you curse both your father and mother. Ovi v'shalei imai. V'imai shalei ovi v'imai. How do you know each one separately? Tam lev, the Pasuk has to say separately, ovi v'imai kilu. It says what ish ashikal as obvious in me, and the pasuk says obviv in my kilo. So it says like twice to teach us obviv kilo in my kilo do Rabbi Yasha. Says it secondly to teach us each one separately. Rashi says klema betchil hamikin. Beginning the pasuk somach klola liyavet. Beginning the pasuk says the word klola near the father. Or the same for the end of the pasuk somach klola imay. Says the word klola next to the mother. The name comes to teach us the oihai oihai. Either one of the two that you curse, for that you chayiv misa. You don't have to do both. Either one is enough to be chayiv. Those are the words of Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Yenison, no, Mash Mashneim Kiyechot Umash Mech Befnei Atznoi. Even when the pasuk says them both together, I learn each one separately and in a swara. Ad until sheyufa dechua kosev yachtav. Until it tells us clearly the word yachtav, like it says by klayim. But otherwise, it means each one separately. So kids, according to Reb Yonason, you don't need a special pasuk of oy. In lechalik, I know lechalik here, but it's supposed to be each one separately anyway. Let the pasuk says clearly yachtav. So therefore, Chananya will hold like Reb Yonason. They don't need the word an extra pasuk lechalik, and therefore Shoroi said the word oy is extra. Come to teach us even klayim. They would apply Yisuf Yisbnei even on klayim. The Gemara says, "My Chanan, you my Rabbanon. Where is this machlokes Chanan and Rabbanon?" The Tanya went like this: Gemara in Bechoros. Oy soy v'yisbnei noy bnei kevos v'yena noy b'schorim. There's only an avera not to shech the mother and its kid, but the father and its kid is no avera. As Yisrael, Yisrael knows only upon the mother. He can't shech the mother and the kid the same day. Yeah, Yisrael is no neig bin the kavus, v'yam neig b'scholim. That's what Rabbanu Shita is. Chanan yamano, neig bein b'scholim bein the kavus. Doesn't make a nafkumina. Whether it's the father and it's the son, or whether it's the mother and the son. Both the father and the mother applies to Yisrael, Yisrael is b'nei. That's the machlekes. Now, my time with Rabbanu, what's time with Rabbanu? The time you learn like this. Yochai would have thought to say Yisrael is b'nei. May be true. It should be known by both of them. And really, the dinner was as far like that. That Chayiv Khan is Naver and not the Shech Yisuf Yisbunay the same day. For Chayiv Vieim Abonim. By a bird, or when it's on the eggs or on the small kids, you know, I take away the mother when it's on the kid. So Mak is Chayiv Vieim Abonim. But Nikavis Blay Vischorim, like the Apshit, it only applies by Nikavis. It only applies when the mother is over. Like Rashi said, the Chiddush Pasuk says, "V'yayim ruvetzes, v'lo yav ruvetz." Only your mother's ruvetz al abonim. So you can't take the mother away from its kid. He's after the same thing here. So kishachayiv kan with the chad isa not to shecht, or one and the same day. But the kavus lo b'schorim only applies to the mother and the kid, but not the father. That's a swara. Adam says, "Maybe no." Loi mamata b'yayim al bonim. That avera not to take the bird away from its kid, it only applies by a bird that's not mezumin, that's not in your rishus. For a bird that's in your rishus, there's no issa. There's no issa between mezumin. As she says, the yesba mezumin the tanya ki yikora prakla mezumin kleinar oif shalay nechay b'shluach. If it's your own private bird, then there's no issa to take it. You have to send it away. You only have to send away if the bird is like Hefka belonging to somebody else. So you see, if it's your own bird, there's no issa, aim alabem. So that's why it only applies to one, to the mother, not to the father. But Tayyoma b'yosav yisbenei. But over here, this side, they're not the shech both the same day. Shosaboy mezumin kishayna mezumin. It is not to mean whether it's your animal or somebody else's animal. The mice are not going to shech the mother and the kid the same day. So maybe I would say, since this issue is more chomer, maybe it applies to both the father and the mother, like each one is the very not the shech, the mother and the kid, or the father and its kid the same day. On this Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, I say, which is mashm echad v'lei beis, it's mashm only one, and not two. You left that to Rabbanan Svara, that it only applies to one, and not to two. Now, after the Torah says that Yisrael only applies to one and not to two, now I have a svar, which one is the one that applies to? So Yisrael did not have a tabach a svar for that from. That Chayiv Kan by Yisrael Yisbenei. The Chayiv Yem Alabonim by the bird over its kid. So now I learn out. Ma Kish Chayiv Yem Alabonim, but the kid applies only by the mother over its kid. For Leibis Chon, now when the father over its kid is Av Kish Chayiv Kan, but the kid is the same thing Kish Chayiv Kan, and it's Chayiv here. Not to shech oisav yisbnei the same day. If he only applies oisav, it says it applies to one, not to the other. It's a swear to say the nikavis lebitzchorim only applies to nikavis to a female, to the mother, and not to the father. I the nashav, maybe you can tell me b'noi. I the pasuk says b'noi oisav yisbnei, which b'noi will be mashma anyone, either the father or the mother, or maybe if I can, maybe b'noi is mashma more the father. It's his own son mashma. Rashi says, yeah. No, forget. The Nashalim, I mean, like this, if you want to tell me some reason said, maybe you would think not like this, but apply to the father. B'nai, still the pasuk says b'nai. What does the word b'nai mean? Misha b'nai kor hachrov. Something like you could tell it's your kid, that the kid is running around you. And that's the material, the kid runs around his mother, nurses from his mother. Yotzer zocher, shein b'nai kor hachrov. But the father, the kid does not wrap himself around the father. That's how I know that Oitzav is b'nai only applies to the mother, not to the father. Now the Gemara says, Mayim Nafshech Lema, what would have been Yisrael to say that maybe should apply more to the father than to the mother? And so far we said it's a swelling out to name Alabonim. So what's this for us now like that? It's like this, V'chita, maybe you'll tell me, Oitzav Zocher Mashma, it says Oitzav Yis B'nai, Oitzav Mashma Zocher, maybe only the father, not the mother. The answer is no, it says the word B'nai. So Mashma has to be Nikr, it's your kid. So Dash and Misha b'nai korachachrov, a kid that wraps himself around the mother. Yotzer zocher mashenk in the father, shein b'nai korachachrov, the son is not wrapped around his father. So kids, that's the svar in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, oisav yes b'nai is on the night, it says the word oisai, it's mashma one, and not two, and that's what limi, it's real mistake, it means by the aim, and not by the zocher. So that's the Rabbanan shita. Chanani says no. Chanani says Ksiv Oisai B'Mashma Zocher. Ksiv B'nai Misha B'nai Korach Achrov. T'Mashma Nekeva. Hiklach Noga Mitzchon Ben Nekeva. That's Chanani. The Dashan's word Oisai and the word B'nai both ways. Both. If it's Mashma, both. Right. Yeah. We'll stop here. Yeah.